Tomorrow begins, or really tonight begins, Shiva Osar B'Tammuz. Today is the 16th day of Tammuz, which means that tomorrow is the 17th day of Tammuz. These days, I want to start with a little bit of Dvar Agoda. These days are called the Bein HaMitzarim. Kol Roi Tveha, this comes from the Pasuk in Eicha, all of her enemies, Hissi Guha, overtook her, Bein HaMitzarim. So we're entering into that. The Bein HaMitzarim is how long? Is it really 20? Isn't it 22 days?
Yes.
It's not 21 days.
22.
22, they say 3 weeks. 3 weeks, only 21 days. But this is really, it's really another day. Shivasa B'Tammuz through Tisha B'Av. If you really want to count, include, it's not really Tisha B'Av, it's really the 10th day of Av. The 10th day of Av, the Beis HaMikdash burnt on the 10th day of Av. That would make it really 23 days. This year, by the way, there is no halachas observed, Kemat.
This year is
21, it's our Shabbos. 22, not 23. 22 really includes Tisha B'Av. 23 includes the 10th day. This year, the laws are relaxed because it's Erev Shabbos. This year, Tisha B'Av is on a Thursday, just like Shavuot B'Tam is on a Thursday. Tisha B'Av is on a Thursday. Therefore, you're allowed immediately, when Tisha B'Av is over, to do everything you want to do for Shabbos, to wash clothing and to take a haircut. And the only thing you can't do Mitzvah Tisha B'Av is eat meat, because that's a din of the time instead. But that's not a din in the 9 days.
And it doesn't even really start tonight.
Oh no, that's not so simple. That's it really does. The halacha l'maisa, all the laws really start. I will get that in a second. Okay, but there. But
someone's given permission to get married.
To get married by day, by day, and let it continue into the night. No one's allowed to get married tonight. No one's given permission. The chuppah has to be. Before Shkia. No one's allowed to get married after Shkia. They're getting married without a shayla. Even logistically, no one's wanting to get in. The chuppah is not going to happen at 8:30. Everyone's getting, I don't know what time of Shkia is. When is Shkia? 8:10. 8 o'clock, whatever. Of course, absolutely. Of course, you're mechuyev to. If you have 10 people in the Parim Chadosh, you have to make the Sheva Brachas. Only thing is, you even allowed to dance. You're not allowed to. I don't know about Shavuos B'Tammuz.
No music.
Music not allowed to have. But dancing on Shavuos B'Tammuz Mamish during the Bein HaMitzarim, let's say, got married last night. So now going into the Bein HaMitzarim, they're allowed to dance on Shtung Sheva Brachas Beferish, but you're not allowed to have music. What about tonight? Are you allowed to dance tonight? Good Shaila. It's not so simple. Get that in the sand. Before I get, I just want to deal with something important. Agoda. A Dvar Agoda. Is that these days are called the Bein HaMitzarim, the Straits. A Mitzar. Mitzar is a boundary, like Mitzrayim, Egypt. Egypt was a double boundary. We were crushed. We were crushed in between a rock and a hard place, between two boundaries. I mean, Egypt was called for that for other reasons, but the Dvar Agoda, we were constrained. We were enslaved. We were not able to develop our potential. We were crushed in between limited boundaries. This time of the year, it's called the Bein HaMitzarim, extracted from a pasuk in Eicha, Kol Oiveha, all of her enemies, the subject is the Jewish people, Hissi Guha, overtook her, Bein, between HaMitzarim, between her boundaries. That refers to this time of the year, the boundaries are Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, when the walls of Yerushalayim were breached, and the other boundaries, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. My drush upon this is, look at what Chazal defined these days. These days are days of Hissi Guha, but Kol Rotfeha, all of our enemies are pursuing us the whole year. The only difference between the 3 weeks and the whole year, the only difference is Hissi Guha. The whole year, our enemies are chasing us. They're running after us. Every day of the year, gotta be on guard. Halacha biyodua, Esav soyne es Yaakov. Yishmael is jealous of us because of Sarah, Sarah says, Goresh es ben ha-mohazos v'yespino ki lo yirash im bini im Yitzchak, Yishmol hates us. Esav hates us. The whole year. They're running after us the whole year. There is a geder kol roitfeha. The only difference between the 3 weeks and the rest of the year is that during the 3 weeks, we slow down and they sped up. And they overtook us. That's the only difference. The difference is hissi guha. They overtook us. So what is the message? Speed up. Run faster. Exactly. I mean, it's giving you a lesson of what is the, so what should we do? What do we do? They overtook us. So what do we do now? So just go and lie down and just, you know, give up. Wait. Let's understand the context. We've been running every day of the year. We're always running, the whole year. So this time we're running at a certain pace. What is it we're running? We're doing teshuvah, we're doing ma'asim tovim, we're doing chesed, because we realize, we look behind us, they're coming to get us. And we know, we have emunah, that nothing happens by accident. Everything that happens only because of b'nei chato'enu golinu me'artzenu. It's our fault, we blame ourselves, that's the way it is, whether we like it or not. We blame ourselves, and we do teshuvah, ma'asim tovim. So our teshuvah, ma'asim tovim is in essence our behavior of let's run. Let's run away from the goyim. The goyim are trying to kill us, so the solution is to run. How do you run? You run by doing teshuvah, ma'asim tovim, doing chesed, and that way that's equivalent to running away from the enemy. Now comes the Bein HaMetzarim. Hisiguha. They overtook us. Overtook us. They overtook us only because we're too slow. We're not running fast enough, and they're running quicker. So the only thing that's left to do is just run faster. If we're anyway running the whole year, and now they're overtaking us, during the 3 weeks you have to do more teshuvah, more ma'asim, more tzedakah, more learning. You just gotta pick up the pace. And that's how you will survive the Bein HaMetzarim. Okay, that's a drush. It's the only chilek between the 3 weeks and the whole year is it's hisiguha. But the whole year, it's kol rotfeha. Now it's hisiguha bein hamitzarim. But the whole year, we're running and they're chasing us. They caught us. So don't be fool. Don't let it happen again. Just run faster. I went on Shabbos to an ufraf. So there was a boy who spoke. It was very funny. I didn't have the whole thing that he said. I didn't have everything he was saying, but he said something which every guy said to me, this is such an old drasha. I heard this 1,000 times. I never heard this before. He said, oh, my friend, let me tell you a story about my friend. Make-believe story. We were once watching a movie. So someone says, oh, Yeshua, we're a movie? Yeah, watching like a movie, yeah. So the guy says, you know, the Chofetz Chaim video. Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation. So like, yeah, no. So watching, like, you know, we're in a, and in the movie, a guy was, you know, he was about to jump off a bridge. So I stopped the video. I stopped the video and I said, okay, let's make a bet. Is the guy going to jump? $100. I'm telling you, the guy is going to jump. The guy's going to jump. $100. So my friend, the chassan, says, no, he's not going to jump. Make a bet. Okay, they made a bet. They go back on play. The guy jumps. He jumps. Okay, owe me the $100. Then later in the day, so, you know, I feel bad. I want to give you back the $100. You know, I saw the movie before. And I knew he's going to jump. So, I want to give you back the money. So the guy says, no, you keep the money. He says, why? I also saw the movie. So he said to him, if you saw the movie, so why did you bet $100? You know what's going to happen? Says, I thought this time he would change his mind.
Such an old joke.
You heard this before?
You
heard this from Mahal? You heard this?
Variations.
Variations? Okay, so he went on to go. He went on to darshan the chvesnish. He went on to darshan the story or whatever he said. I don't understand what he was trying to message. But for my purpose, you know, we saw the movie before. And the past years, kol roi tfecha hisiguha. So we saw the movie. But guess what? It doesn't have to happen again. Just because we saw the movie 2,000 times, we saw this movie before for 2,000 times, 1,953 or 54 years, 53 years, we saw the movie, but it doesn't matter. This year, it's a different movie. Mazel. Someone who has a bad mazel, you're right. A person has the only thing in Chodesh Av. It doesn't say the Ben HaMetzarim. It says only in Chodesh Av. A person is allowed to have a court case in Tammuz. No issue. A parking ticket? Go for it. in Chodesh Tammuz, Chodesh Av, it's a din of a mazel. It's a bad mazel. I don't know if it's mamish connected to that. It's connected to...
You mentioned parking tickets. Anybody who has a handicap thing...
Sticker.
The placard, that even though it's expired, is still usable as of November 1, no longer.
Which one?
You have to have your renewal. You gotta make sure you get your renewal.
Great. So how is this?
Oh. All right. So the point over here is, it says in the pasuk, "Kol roitfecha hisiguha bein hamitzarim." It doesn't mean it has to happen again. This is history. It's an old movie. Kol roitfecha hisiguha bein hamitzarim. Who says they have to succeed this year? This year. Playing the movie, but it doesn't have to. The result doesn't have to be the same. If we run faster, they won't get us this year. We'll outrun them.
What's the definition of
that
running?
A running is pasha. Like we said teshuva umaisim toivim. Pasha, the regular things. Nothing new. You have nothing. What am I supposed to do? What? Of course. So it starts with the yachid. When you come into shul and you daven with kavana, you change the whole shul. The whole shul, it radiates. Sanctity radiates. It affects, it's definitely true. When you go to a kehillah and there's an adam choshev there, it radiates. It changes the whole atmosphere. It really does. It's a fact. Choshev of people, the presence of choshev of people changed the whole atmosphere. Baruch, he showed me that video. It wasn't half an hour, it was only 9 minutes. It was only 9 minutes, that video, that clip of the Chanukas Habayis of the Lakewood Yeshiva 50 years ago, 49 years ago.
60. Almost 60 years ago.
When was it?
59 years ago. 1964.
60. 59 years ago. I'm sorry. And in that video, you look at they had a certain section where they were sitting outside. It seems that they came there to the street in front of the building. There was the Lakewood building. You ever go to unveiling, Mark?
Yes.
Do they cover the matzeva with the shemata?
Some do.
What?
They used to do that.
Do they do it anymore?
I don't know.
Someone said to me, someone, I didn't unveil this with my family. So they said, okay, we're going to have a shemata. I said, what?
Yeah.
What? A shemata? You're going to have a shemata? So I persuaded them successfully not to do it, not to have a shemata. I never saw this done. I don't know what. Years before my right, years ago. He says, no one does it. No one covers the matzeva. You cover. Ta-da! Ta-da! No, but Jews did this all right. Years, I says, maybe before my time. I think my father would tell me about this. I once asked my father. My father did a lot of unveiling. He told me, no way, never, they don't do this anymore. This is of ancient history. Someone in my family, we had a very, very choshava unveiling, and the person I was working with, the matzev and this and that, he never did this before. So they have a shmata, you cover? I said, no way, it's from a different generation, you don't do this anymore. Right after, I told him, and I convinced him successfully, and in fact, we had the unveiling, and it was very dignified, was very good, and he realized that it was the right thing not to do the tada, okay, to do it. Right after that, a baruch, he gives me this video. He sends me, shows me this video. Hashem is mamash talking to me. He gives me this video, shows me this video of the Lakewood Yeshiva. They all come and arrive on the street in front of the Lakewood Yeshiva 60 years ago, almost 60 years ago, the big, almost 60 years ago, in the street, Bruchim HaBoim, these banners, they're all chairs are arranged in front of the building, and the whole building is covered by a shmata.
What building?
The Yeshiva building. The first building, what they call today the Yoshan. They call the building today
the building was built already.
It was built already, it was finished. They were moving in, Chanukah Sabayis, 60 years ago. And the whole building is covered in a gigantic tarp.
That's 1964 when there was...
Right, exactly. The whole building, like I said, wow, I just took me a half an hour to convince someone, my own family, that we're not doing this. I was so bizarre to me. I spent mamish a half an hour convincing. We're not doing this. There's no tarp.
What was your argument to him, Matthew?
Because no one does it. It's like bizarre. To me, I don't know. In my mind, I never heard of such. It's called an unveiling. It's called an unveiling. It's a shame unveiling. Yeah, 100 years ago. 100 years ago. Today, I remember because my father told me. I remember talking to my father about that. My father told me, no, you don't do this today. You don't do one. You don't go take off.
The real name is
Hakan. It's not even a Jewish minhag. Hakan Saseva is a Goyish thing. There's no makar. There's no makar. Hakan Saseva.
I have a friend.
Yeah.
He made sure that he found out from the Matseva maker when they come in with the crane to the cemetery.
Right, that's a real deal. Okay.
They got it together.
That was Alkamas Matseva, right. Okay, but that's not practical to do. Because
I'm saying that because it's called Alkamas.
Yeah, it could take a half a day to do that. You're going to come and sit in the cement has to dry. It's not a problem. I thought it was so bizarre. Hashgacha brought the story here. Oh, because it's the same thing. I spent a lot of time convincing one of my own relatives that we're not having a tarp cover the matseva and reveal it. We're not doing that. And right after I finished that conversation, the next day, Rav Baruch shows me a video of a whole building covered by a gigantic tarp and the Gedolei Yisrael. Rav Moshe Feinstein was sitting there, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and the Kapitchin Celebro, and Rav Parler, and the Gedolei Yisrael were all the biggest of the biggest. They're all sitting on chairs in front of a building, a whole building that is covered by a gigantic tarp. And then, ta-da! They pull the strings.
What was the reaction?
I don't know. They don't show that on the film. It was like Hashem was saying, why not? If it's good enough to cover a whole building of the Lakewood Yeshiva with a tarp, what's so terrible to cover a grave with a tarp? What's the big deal? It was so bizarre. It was mamish so bizarre to me. Okay?
If Rabbi would have been alive, they would have done
it. Why not? Why not? 1964. Why not? Why not? What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you is, I was watching very intensely this clip, and you look at the people. And the people are such great people. And they're sitting there in the street on these chairs, and there's someone, before they go into the building, they uncover the building, and then they gave one of the balabatim the key. Who would do this today? They first put up a mezuzah with glue. And because the glue didn't take, they took out some scotch tape. And they scotch taped the mezuzah, or masking tape. Okay, who would do that today? They would have a drill, they would make sure, whatever, they wouldn't even do it all together. And then they gave a balabas the key, and they opened up a real lock, a real lock. They opened up the door with
the ribbon also.
Oh, right, they cut the ribbon, right? They cut the ribbon. The ribbon. It's unbelievable, right? They cut the ribbon. And then they walked in. They gave out the Sifrei Torah. The mantles of some of those Sifrei Torah, you would never, ever see today such mantles. This is like mamash 60 years ago. It's such a different world. It was unbelievable. But what is so irreplaceable is, you look at the dignity, Mark, Abayisai. You look at the dignity of the people. There were people there that were such dignified people. And you're just being in their presence, their sanctity radiates. And a collection of all those people, you look at people sitting down over there, all next to each other. Rav Moshe, Rav Yaakov, the Kapishnas, wow.
Today's your side of the Kapishnas.
Yes. Wow. I actually went last night to the Yahrzeit Suda of the Kapishnitz Rebbe. I went last night in Bar Park, address 1415 East 55th Street. Someone I know is an Einikol, and he asked me to come, so I came. It was a very nice thing. The current Rebbe.
You're an insider, so.
And I met the Gelbtochs of the Lord. We saw, you know, the Gelbtochs, they're real Kapishna Hasidim. My parents were very close with them. It was very nice. I remember the Sudu was very nice. He's a very able person.
Which of the boys were there?
Eli and Bezalel were there.
Bezalel was there?
Yeah. Eli and Bezalel were there. It was very nice, very nice. The Rebbe, it's only, he's the only Rebbe for two, I think, three years. There was no Rebbe for a long time. There was no Rebbe for many years. And they pushed him very hard. Where are they? I don't know where they are. I really haven't caught up with them. Benny, I know, is in.
Yeah, where does Benny live now?
Benny lives.
I don't
even know. Lawrence, maybe. All right. Anyway, right. The point I wanted to make is: you look at that clip, and you see what it means dignity. One person, you talk about kol roit feha hisigua bein hamitzarim. The message is just run faster. You're anyway running. You're running the whole year. You run faster. How do you run faster? You just do what you're supposed to do. Doing what you're supposed to. Okay, let's go to the great because we're out of time. We're getting sidetracked. Let's do a halacha. When does Shavas and Batamas begin? Well, the fast begins tomorrow morning. But when do the halachas of Shavas and Batamas begin? According to over here, Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, it's a fantastic sefer. Always come back to it. The laws of daily living, the 3 weeks, Tisha B'Av and other fasts. He writes, he has a very long footnote, and elaborates, goes through all the different mefarshim. And basically, it's pretty clear, it begins tonight. More or less, the laws of Shiva Asmatamas, after everything's said and done, begins tonight. Now, what are the restrictions? There aren't many restrictions between Shiva Asmatamas and Tisha B'Av. The main restrictions are no haircuts and no shechianus. Any event that you do that requires a shechianu, you don't do. You don't buy a new suit. Because if you buy a new suit, then you need to make a shechianu. If you wear a new suit for the first time. What? May Iker Hadin, the time to make a shechianu is when you buy the new suit. Today, we don't make a shechianu, we buy the new suit, because typically it's not yet ready. Because you have to get it shatness tested, and you have to get it altered. So because it's not practical to make the bracha when you buy it, when you give him the credit card and you buy the suit, so we delay, it has become the custom to delay the buying of the bracha of Shechianu until the first time you wear it for the very first time. We delay. And there's another reason some of the Mefarshim want to say is because it used to be that Me'ikar Hadin, the only reason why you make the Shechianu when you buy the new suit is because when you wear it for the very first time, you make a different bracha. Malbish Arumim. If you know that today, you will be wearing a new suit for the very first time, so by Birchas HaShachar, omit the bracha of Malbish Arumim and recite it right before you put on the new suit. Should you do that practically? Probably not. It's not a good idea, but that's what they used to do. That is what the halacha was. So B'meila, because you're making the bracha...
It's not a good idea because you're not fully dressed at that point.
So then make it after you put it on, put on the pants before you put on the jacket. But because we do not do that today we don't do that. That's not the custom today. Therefore, so instead of making the malbish arumim when you put on the suit, we take the shechianu that we really were supposed to say when we bought the suit, and we make it when we put on the new suit. And usually when you buy it, you make a shechianu. And when you wear it, you make a malbish arumim. Today, no one's making a malbish arumim when they wear it. So if you're not making the malbish arumim when you wear it, so don't say the bracha of shechianu when you buy it, and wait until you put on the suit for the very first time. For other reasons, because like we said, today it's not practical, because today there's alterations, and the shanis testing, and there are other issues, whatever, so we wait, we delay. So, but really, when you buy the suit is the time when you make the shechianu. Therefore, during the Bein HaMetzarim, from now Shavas Matamas until Tisha B'Av, but we're really focusing now on what's unique about now until Rosh Chodesh Av, because once you get to Rosh Chodesh Av, then you get really serious, then a whole new collection of halachas kick in, which are very heavy halachas, but these halachas are more lightweight, to whatever, if you could say such a thing, between Shavuos and Betamuz and Rosh Chodesh Av, is you don't do events that would require you to make a shehechiyanu. So if you have an opportunity to buy a suit, today is your last day. Today is the last day. If you make alterations and you get it, it really could be Mikra Adin that if you buy a suit today and the alterations are done during the bain, during it could very well be that you really technically, I don't know, it's a complicated shayla, because the real time to make the shechiyanu is today, when you buy the suit. Practically speaking, you're not going to make the shechiyanu until you put it on for the first time. And now, what about a person who does not make a shechiyanu when he puts on a new suit? There are many people that today do not make a shechiyanu unless they buy a very expensive suit. A person today buys a $200 suit, there are a lot of people that will tell you, you don't make a bracha. Depends, everyone is different. Do you really, time of Chazal, you got a suit once in your life. You got a suit every 10, 15 years. Today, people are affluent, they buy new clothing very, very often. So unless they're buying something that's very expensive and they have real pleasure from, if you buy a shirt for $30, you buy a pair of pants, it's okay. It's Baruch Hashem. Hashem gave me the money to buy a new pair of pants, a new shirt, a new this, new that. But I make a shechiyanu? Do I make a shechiyanu? Does it reach that level of simcha? Not necessarily. But Me'ikar Hadin, when you buy a new suit, you can make a shechiyanu. Therefore, it's not the ideal thing to buy new clothing during the Bein HaMitzarim, because it is an event in which you make a shechiyanu. Likewise, appliances. Appliances. Do you make a toiv? Sometimes you make a toiv hametiv. Shechiyanu, a toiv hametiv is when the benefit is not just for you, but it's from people in your family. You make a toiv hametiv. Do you make a bro? So if you don't need a new refrigerator and you can wait until after Tisha B'Av, it is not the ideal time to purchase a new refrigerator, a new washer dryer, a new car during the Bein HaMitzar, because these are things which ideally you should make a shechiyanu. If you will, you will not. That's another whole shayla, but Me'ikar Hadin, these are things that l'chora, kelim chadoshim, you make a shechiyanu, and you don't do things which would trigger the requirement to make a shechiyanu during the Bein HaMitzar, unless your refrigerator broke. Okay, so what are you going to do? You're not going to eat, you're going to starve, you have family, you have children, you have a wife, children, so you don't have a choice, That's another pasha, you don't have a choice. But if you have a choice, the refrigerator is just fine, and you want to get another refrigerator, and use this for your Pesach refrigerator, there's no emergency to do it during the Bein HaMitzarim. You can wait until the next month. Car, same thing. Unless you're telling me they're giving you a deal, you know, they're giving you a deal, the deal of your life. If you don't go get the car now, it's going to be double the price, whatever, a significant difference in price. So then it's like a Dover HaOvud, and then you are permitted. When you do buy, do you make a shechiyanu l'chora? You do. If you're dealing with a situation where you have no choice, for example, let's say your wife gives birth to a baby. So you can say, listen, kiddo, you came prematurely. You were supposed to come after Tisha B'Av. That's what the doctor said. Your due date was Chodesh Elul. You came too early. So I should make a shechiyanu on you now? It's Bein HaMitzarim. No, the baby is born, you make the shechiyanu. That's the way it goes. Ah, but Bein HaMitzarim, you're not supposed to make a shechiyanu. Well, the baby has arrived. You don't have a choice. You have to thank Hashem, shechiyanu v'kimanu v'gidnu l'azman hazeh. L'chora, if the refrigerator breaks, and you buy a new refrigerator for $1,000, I don't know, for most people that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. That's called kelim chadashim, and you mechuyev to make a shechiyanu when you buy a new refrigerator. Now, should I?
Even though it's not, it's really a tsar for you, baby.
It's not a tsar. No, everything in life can be a tsar. No, the baby is born.
Because I want a nice new refrigerator, then it's a sin.
No. That's not the way you look at life.
Another expense.
A baby is born. A baby is born. I got to pay for the wedding. I got to pay for the wedding.
Tuition.
I got to pay tuition. I got to go pay. I got to support her husband and Cole for 20 years. Oh, I can't deal with this. It's the biggest bracha. Don't go look into the future. I remember my mother told me a story. She told me a story. She went to visit some of my family. Had twins. Had twins, and he wasn't a youngster. Twin boy and a girl. Boy and a girl, twin, and it was the last of his children, and he wasn't a youngster. He had, Baruch Hashem, a lot of children, And then he had twins. And my mother told me that she went to the hospital to visit the wife with the babies, and the husband was there. And the husband was like half joking.
Can we leave one here?
What?
Can we leave one here?
Basically, I said, like, wow, this is going to cost me a lot of money. This is going to be a big expense. Like, no, he didn't mean it seriously, but like, you know, like, okay, like, you know, what did I get myself into over here? Okay, he wasn't a youngster. You know, fast forward about 20 years, the person, he passed away. He passed away right before the wedding of one of those twins. And the amount of nachas that his almana has from the one that got married and from the other one as well, mamish keeps her alive. Keeps her alive. Now that he passed away, the other children they're married, they live far away, this and that. This particular set of twins, mamish gives her chiyas, tremendous, tremendous chiyas, tremendous. I like, look back, wow, 20 years ago, he was clogging. Oh no, I got two more kids. I got two more kids. You know what this is going to cost me? I can't afford this. I'm in a stage of my life now where I would like to retire. He was no youngster. I like to retire. I'm not retiring anytime soon. I got to put these kids through school and this and that. And the bracha that he got from these kids is enormous.
Ben Zakunim.
Yes, well, the other one would have been the Ben Zakunim. Yeah. Okay. So you don't look at life like that. Oh, the refrigerator broke. I have so much tsar. Everything. Listen. Yeah. Right now, you got a new refrigerator. You have the money to pay for it. That's how it goes. Refrigerator breaks. You got no choice to replace it during the Bein HaMetzarim. You make a shachianu. Oh, but you're not supposed to make new purchases. It's no different than if a baby is born during the 3 weeks. The baby is born. Listen, I'm not supposed to make a shachianu during the Bein HaMetzarim. Why did you come out of your mother's womb during this time of the year? You should have waited until after Tisha B'Av. What are you coming during the Bein HaMetzarim? Sorry, it's crowded in there. I got to get out of here. You come out, you make a shachianu. When you have to make a shachianu, you make a shachianu. Pidyon Aben, you kid out, you have to, you know, the Pidyon Aben you can push off. Why can't you say that? Push it off. Push off the Pidyon Aben until after Tisha B'Av. Because the Pidyon Aben, you have to make a Shechianu. Okay? You don't make a Shechianu, by Bris Milah, then they don't make a Shechianu by most people. But by Pidyon Aben, you make a Shechianu. So why don't you delay? Let's delay the Pidyon Aben. The Zman, 30 days, is the earliest Zman. Not the latest. No such halacha. Day 30, you make the Pinyin Aben. You make the Pinyin Aben. Oh, but it's Ben HaMetzarim. So it's Ben HaMetzarim. You don't got a choice. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. But if you do have a choice, you do not enter into an event in which you make a Shechiyanu. Engagement parties. Are you allowed to get engaged during the Ben HaMetzarim? Now, this is something very interesting. Me'ikar hadin. Okay, I didn't even get, I was mamish in the middle of reading this chapter and I was taken away. I had to go in the middle. Nikara din, everyone knows halacha that you're allowed to get married, not even get engaged, you're allowed to get married on Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to ma'ores, erusin. Erusin means harei at mikudeshes li betabazu kidas moshe v'yishol. You're not allowed to go and move into your apartment, you're not allowed to go and live together, nesuin, but you're allowed to mamish get married, erusin, on Tisha B'Av. Because Shema Yikadmena Achim, maybe someone else will chap your shidduch. Now, if you're allowed to get married on Tisha B'Av, Al Achas Kama V'Kama, you're allowed to get engaged on Tisha B'Av. Right? Isn't that part?
Even without
marriage? Even without Tanan. Yeah, why not? If the whole reason why you're allowed to get married is Shema Yikadmena Achim B'Rachamim, marriage, so certainly you're allowed to get engaged on Tisha B'Av.
It's just a party.
However, so what? But it's a commitment. It's an announcement. We're getting married. You're allowed to do that. However, this is what it says in the book. I didn't get to the whole chapter, the whole discussion, but however, that's the Ikur Hadin. The Minhag Yisrael is there are no engagements during the 9 days. Okay, you have to go back and find all the sources. However, the Minhag Yisrael is there are engagement parties during the Bein HaMitzarim, without question. You're allowed, and probably it's probably encouraged, to get engaged from Shiva'asa B'Tammuz until Rosh Chodesh Av. No restrictions. Now you can't dance, of course. There's no dancing. Maybe there is there, but there's no music. That is for sure. That's a good thing. You don't have to go deaf. There's no music. No music. But you're allowed to make tanoim and have a celebration of engagement during the Bein HaMitzarim. There is a Minhag Yisrael, and this needs further clarification, not to get engaged during the 9 days, officially. Officially. People date all the time during that. But officially, not to make, okay, I'm making al-chayim during the 9 days. I'm surprised that they don't come out and say that you should do it, because you know today shidduchim is an emergency. It's not a joke, and it's not a joke. But
it's more important than the bar at that point.
It is. You would say. I don't know why. I didn't do my homework. But supposedly there is a minute that you don't get engaged during the 9 days, but during the 3 weeks, from now until Tisha B'Av, until Chodesh Adar, yes, no question. Okay, that's basically it. No haircuts, no shaving. No haircuts, no shaving, no purchases, significant purchases that require Shachayanu, and my favorite one, no cutting of the nails. it's not a joke, do not cut your nails. You're not allowed to cut your nails during the 3 weeks. Now, 3 weeks not to cut your nails, with Mako, no. You sure? Let's go check it out. If I made a mistake, I made a mistake. Let's see what it says. I'm not. Okay, activities restricted during the 3 weeks. Cutting one nail, so this thing is only going on the 9 days? Not so posh it. Let me see if I can find it over here. Alright, we have to go back. It took me too long to find it. Alright. I don't know. Now, what about music? Music, it doesn't say anywhere, we discussed it so many times, we're not doing this again, that music, you're not allowed to listen to music the whole year.
Great.
You're not allowed to listen to music the whole year. The only reason why so what's the difference between the 3 weeks? It's what we really should be doing the whole year, we do during the 3 weeks, during this period of time. When do the restrictions of not listening to music, making expensive acquisitions, and shaving begin? The bottom line is really l'chatchila tonight. Not only tonight, sunset. Sunset today is when all of these restrictions begin. Now you'll ask me, some want to say no. The Iker reason why we fast on Shavuos B'Tammuz, even though the Gemara gives 5 reasons, the Iker reason really is because of the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. There were 5 things. I don't know why you want to say it's the Iker, but some say that's the Iker, it's the Churban Yerushalayim. The walls were breached by day. They were not breached at night. It doesn't matter. Even though the walls were breached by day, even if all of the events, there are 5 events, the Talmid was day, the Chaimus Yerushalayim were day, Apostolos, he burned the Sefer Torah. No one knows when he burned the Sefer Torah. They burned at night by day. Let's assume everything happened by day. Moshe Rabbeinu, he broke the Luchos. When did he break the Luchos? By in the morning. They broke it in the morning. He came down at 6 o'clock in the morning. If that's the case, if all of the main things that happened on Shavuos B'Tammuz took place by day, so we should say that the restrictions of the halacha begin by day. No. It's a pasuk in Navi. There's an element of prophecy. Koy amar Hashem tzivakos tzoyim horivii v'tzoyim hachamishi v'tzoyim hashiri v'tzoyim hoasiri yiyel leveis Yehuda l'sasim. They will turn into L'sasen l'simcha l'moadim toivim v'emes v'hashalom ehavu. It's divrei nevim. the Nevi'im established four fast days. The fast days were established in time of Chazal starting at night. Just like Tisha B'Av, we begin at night and we go all the way until the next night, 25 hours. Likewise, the Tzoim is the entire calendar day. Now, we today do not observe the entire calendar day as the Tzoim, by the fasting, because it's too difficult, and the Tzoim of the Nevi'im has been canceled, and we only observe it today as a custom. The Tzoim of the Nevi'im has been canceled. Once they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis was rebuilt by Yesheni, the Tzoim has been canceled. It's over. We continue to observe the four Tzoimos, the Gemara says, as a minhag avasinu b'yodeinu. Because it's only a minhag, we only observe the Tzoim in its full glory for Tisha B'Av. But for Shavuos v'Tammuz, we are mekel, we only begin during the day. However, it's still called the Tzoim. It's still the other halachas do remain in force. So after sunset, even before Tzeisak L'chav, even sunset, all of the restrictions begin. No haircuts, no music, and no expensive purchases that you would require a shachian. That's pretty much it. Isn't that the main base, the three basic things?
No marriage.
What?
No marriage.
Meikar adin, you can get married. This doesn't say anywhere you can't get married. Only there's a minhag, not a minhag. You're not going to get married. Meikar adin, you get married on Tisha B'Av. Meikar adin. There's a minhag not to get married during the 9 days, but not during the 3 weeks. It happens that because you can't have music, people just whatever they want music. They want to have a lebedik wedding. Let's say a person wants to have a zivik sheni or whatever it is. People have a very toned down wedding. I'm not aware anywhere that it says you can't do it during the Ben Hamitzar. The only thing you can't do is you can't have music. You can't have music, but doesn't say during the 9 days. That's already a different story. All that begins according to the most of these. A nice little footnote over here from Rabbi Sidney Bunim Cohn, and he elaborates upon this, and he says the bottom line is today starting at Tzeisak L'chavim, it's over. All of these three restrictions go into effect. Okay, tomorrow. Tomorrow is a Tzoyim. When does the Tzoyim begin? It begins, I think, at 4:19. That's a half an hour, but oh, you're too machmir. Way too machmir for me. 72 minutes before sunrise. When is 72 minutes before sunrise? I think it's 4:19. And now there's a halacha that before you go, now that's not really accurate. Generally, very important halacha, when you go to sleep, the fast really begins when you go to sleep. Because the day begins when you make the Birchas Hamapil. So when you go to sleep, may Iker Hadin, that's when the fast begins, tonight, when you go to sleep. However, you can make it tonight. That before you go to sleep, just in case I wake up before 4:19 and I want to have a little snack, I do not want the fast to begin until the latest man possible. That's a different calculation. That's degrees. That's a calculation based upon. There are many ways to calculate Alei Sashachar. I'm from the more modern. I calculate 72 minutes. The Vel calculates 72 minutes before sunrise. There are other ways. You want to be a briska? The minhag olam is, I'm very disturbed what I saw, the minhag olam is 45 minutes. This was the minhag olam for generations. 45, I don't know where it comes from, maybe I do know, 45. For some reason today, everyone's very confused about this. I went to Landau last night, to Davin Meir, and they had big signs, and they wrote in big letters, the fast is over, they had the number, whatever it was, 50 minutes after sunset. Why do they write 50 minutes? MTJ calendar is 45 minutes. The 50 is a deraisa. Rav Moshe even figure. Rav Moshe writes that if you're already holding 50 minutes, you could assume that for sure by now it's already Tzeisak L'chavim. So for a deraisa, you need 50 minutes.
Yeah. That's where the 45 minutes comes from.
Where does it come from?
Because he wrote, Rav Henkin wrote, Oy Shabbos, he says in the winter time,
yeah,
60 minutes.
Yeah.
And in the summertime, it's 72 minutes. But then he writes a different place, he writes at the Shoichten. If you imagine that on Shabbos,
they gotta get running.
They used the Daven Maariv very early.
So they can run to work.
Run to work on Shabbos.
Right, but so Shabbos.
So he said, you know what? I'll give you a heter. And he wrote
45 minutes. Psst. I think that's where it came from, the whole Cloudy Stroll?
So I think that's where it comes from.
It seems, I'm being challenged lately on the number 45. It seems that everyone is becoming.
The calendars, yeah, on the east side used to be an hour and 3 minutes after.
Which is 40, benches, that's 45
was,
minutes.
Right, exactly, that's what I'm saying. It was 45 minutes.
But then Rav Moshe came out in 1979.
But you're right about what you said with the shochtim. My grandfather said that he had one of these shochtim. They used this. They had to go to Jersey, where they did the shchita. They would stand by the boat, by the ferry that took them to Jersey. They're on Shabbos. They would walk to the ferry so that when Shabbos was over, they could get on the boat.
Okay. So in any event, the fast is over 45 minutes after sunset. I don't know why there are some calendars today that have taken upon themselves to write that the fast is over 50 minutes after sunset. Five more minutes. That's a lot of time for people that are very hungry. Five more minutes. Okay, none of my business. I saw in Landau's, okay, that's mamish, the hub of Klal Yisrael. They wrote there 50 minutes after Shkia. I was very surprised why they did that. That is not tradition. Tradition in Flatbush, time immemorial, all the shuls, B'liyot Tzim HaKlal, 45 minutes after Shkia. I don't know, even Chaim Berlin, they're very machmir in Chaim Berlin. 45 minutes after sunset, dinner is served. Okay, I don't know what, why they did that in Landau's. 50 minutes after Shkia, Chadoshim Labakarim. Okay, this is, when does the fast begin? It begins 72 minutes before sunrise. Now, that's only if you want to have, that's only on condition that before you went to sleep, you made a tanai. Tomorrow, I'm going to get up at 4 o'clock and have a little snack for 11 minutes before what did I say, 419, for 19 minutes before the fast. But let's say you do not make that condition. You go to sleep really believing, I'm going to sleep and I'm not waking up until 7 o'clock. And then, lo and behold, you wake up exactly at 4 o'clock. Mayor Appledorf, he calls you at 4 o'clock to wake you up. Don't forget to take a snack. It's a long day tomorrow. Mayor, you going to call me tomorrow at 4 o'clock? Wake me up. 4 o'clock. Don't forget to wake up.
Don't wake
you up. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat because the fast already began. The fast already began when you went to sleep. You have to make it tonight. Many people are going to tell you that today in America, In 2023, you don't have to make it tonight. Everyone knows that if you wake up, you're going to eat. It's ki'ilu. The Gantz leiv bezdin masna on al minig America, that if you get up, you can eat.
So what brachas do you make when you get up?
You make no brachas. No brachas. You don't make any bracha. You don't make any bracha. You should wash your hands. Don't even make a bracha. I wouldn't wash netilas yadayim because you need to go back to sleep. You don't make any brachas. No, you can't. You don't make any brachas. You don't make any brachas. No brachas. You wake up, wash your hands. I wouldn't make Nitzil Sidam because I'm going to go back to sleep. You wash your hands. And then you should, yeah, you should, because you're going to touch the food. You should wash Negel Vasser. Should you make a bracha? Maybe, yeah, maybe not. You can argue two ways. What would make Negel Vasser? I wouldn't make a bracha. I anyway don't make a bracha until I come to Shul. I'd say Nitzil Sidam when I come to, because I don't use Shabbadas. But you can eat. Right now, we're all discussing this. It's ki'ilu, you all made it tonight. You know the halacha, so it's ki'ilu, you made it tonight. Now, you only me'ikar did allow to have a snack. If you want to wash or have a significant, doesn't necessarily mean washing, have a significant meal, you have to start your meal a half an hour before 4:19. You have to start 3:49, is that correct? What am I saying?
Yes.
3:49. You have to have a half an hour before if you're going to have a significant meal. You have to start the meal a half an hour before. That's the halacha. Half an hour before. If you're only having a snack.
What's the magic of a half hour?
Because we're afraid. You, you're not going to stop. If you're going to sit down to have a meal within a half an hour, there's a concern that you're going to just go right into the Zman Achila. You're going to forget. You're going to be Nimshach. But if you start a half an hour before, that you're not obligated at that time to take into consideration that the Zman of Isra Achila is going to arrive. So the goal basically is have a snack, don't eat too much.
Even before Mincha time or before Maariv time, whatever, not to start a Suda too close.
Before the Zman of something like that. Yeah, before the Zman of doing a mitzvah. There are two different elements. It's the same thing. That since the Zman of Shacharis is arriving, right? Alois HaShachar is the Zman when you can Ikra Din Daven Shacharis. Within a half an hour, you're not allowed to start a Seuda because you're within range of when you have upon you a mitzvah, another mitzvah of Tefillah.
So
brushing teeth? That's not a nachi. That's permitted. Brushing teeth during the brush teeth. So the rule generally is that you should not lechat chila, unless you have no choice. You need to really brush your teeth. When the Zman Achila, after 4:19. After 4:19, it is not the ideal thing to do. If you have no choice, you can do it. It's not like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, hands off. Tisha B'Av as well. You're not going to go do any of this. During the Dalet Tzoymais, the other Tzoymais, we're much more makel. And you can rinse out your mouth, but you have to be super duper careful not to anything to swallow. But even that, all the players can say, really, you really need to do it. If you do, you do. Okay, if you do, you do. But you have to be careful. You have to be careful not to. Okay, that's eating. Now, by the way, something I know this is the first time I saw this halacha. Baruch Hashem, at least a new halacha. I don't understand why. I've seen Rabbeinu Kahn that this halacha does not apply to women. Women do not have the half an hour, I guess because they're not having tefillah. A woman can wake up the very last moment and have bread and sit and have a meal within a half an hour. The halacha that you have to, if you want to have a full meal, that you have to begin your full meal a half an hour before the Zman Isra Achila only applies to men, does not apply to women. I assume the reason is, he doesn't say, because Nashim not chayvin tefillah make it the same way. Oh, it's so late now. All right, let's finish up right now. A few very quick things. Davening. These are very important halachas. Let's say you're not, comes to say this very quickly, anenu. If you're not fasting, you do not say anenu, period. Okay, you do not say anenu. If you're not fasting, you, the individual, do not say anenu. In order for the Shliach Tzibur to say Aneinu before A, and if you do say Aneinu, where do you say it? And the individual always says Aneinu only in the middle of Shema Koleinu. The Shliach Tzibur says Aneinu as a separate bracha. If the individual is not fasting, the individual does not recite Aneinu. If the individual is davening, is planning to break his fast later in the day, but at this moment in time he is still fasting, he says Aneinu. Okay, so therefore, if you're planning to break your fast after you daven, you can still say Aneinu. If you're planning to break your fast after Mincha, and you're still fasting, you can say Aneinu. If you've already broken your fast, if you woke up in the morning and you had a cup of coffee, and you're done, you're not fasting anymore this day, and you had a cup of coffee before davening, before Shacharis, there's no Aneinu. If you fasted until 11 o'clock, and now you had lunch, and now you're davening Mincha, and you've already broken your fast, no Aneinu. If you're going to break... So so the rule is, if you discover you eat, what do you do? What about b'chlal? Are you mechuyif to finish fasting? Yes. If you ate lunch, and then you said, wait a minute, isn't today Shavuos B'Tammuz? Okay, so the rule is, okay, you made a mistake, but you're not allowed to eat for the rest of the day. And you do say aneinu. If you made a mistake and you ate, stop. As soon as once I broke the fast, I could do whatever I want. No. Stop. You ate, stop right there, and you resume fasting, and you can say, and you should say, Aneinu. You can only lane Vayechal if there are at least seven people, if it's not a Monday, Thursday. Today it's Monday, Thursday. But let's say like this, you can only say Aneinu in Shmone. Take it back, I'm sorry. Let's talk about the Haftarah. This year, Shacharis. The bottom line is, this year Shacharis. If you, what would you ordinarily lay this week? This week Shacharis, Pinchas. But it's a tainus. So you invite Yechal. Let's say you have only six people fasting in your minyan. Can you invite Yechal? It's a big machlokes apayskin. Machlokes, I think, between the Mishnah and the Aruch HaShulchan. I think the Aruch HaShulchan says you can still lay in Vayechal. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say you can't lay in Vayechal. In order, you lay in Pinchas. In order to lay in Vayechal, you need to have seven people fasting. Who gets the Aliyos? Only those who are fasting. Mincha, if you don't have seven people fasting by Mincha, forget it. There's no laying. There's no Haftarah. You need to have seven people fasting by Mincha in order to lain vayechal and the haftarah. You know, it's not so easy to find seven people fasting today, really? in certain minyanim, in certain shuls. It's no joke. It's no joke. In certain shuls in Brooklyn, you go to a mincha minyan. Okay, you have people, elderly people. If you have to have seven people fasting in order to, you have to. And now there is one thing though. Even if you don't have seven people fasting, you have no one fasting. The Shliach Tzibur, when he says Chazar Sashatz, he says Anenu in Shomea Tefillah, not in Re, to say Anenu in Re, as a bracha by itself, you need to have seven people. But if you don't have anyone fasting, the Shliach Tzibur still says Anenu in Shema Koleinu, and does not say B'yom Tzoyim, he does not say B'yom Tani Seinu. You have to change the Nusach B'yom Tzoyim Atainis Hazeh. You have to, they shove it in the article on the bottom. You have to change the nusach because no one is fasting, but it is still called a Yoim Tsoim. Okay, what other halachas are there about the fast day? That's all I remember right now.
Tomorrow.
What? Tomorrow, it's too late. It's too late tomorrow. We will have a shiur tomorrow, Yirtzeh Hashem. But it's not going to be cereal. There's no cereal and no coffee tomorrow.
I'm going to go to the hospital.